61-year-old Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu was elected leader of the centre-left People's Republican Party with a landslide majority, one that provoked a carnival-like atmosphere at the party conference. In his first speech, Kılıçdaroğlu promised to bring his party back to its centre-left roots.
Bu işçilerimizin bir derdi daha var. Yaşamlarını kaybeden bu işçilerimizin tamamı taşeron işçisi.
We will fight corruption in a real sense and bring injustice to an end, Kılıçdaroğlu said. We will combat unemployment and poverty from the very beginning. This is a very different kind of speech from his predecessor, Deniz Baykal, who led the party for nearly 20 years until he was forced to quit earlier this month over a sex scandal. Under Baykal, observers say the party shifted towards the nationalist right and mainly engaged the ruling Islamic-rooted AK party over policies that he claimed were aimed at undermining Turkey's secular state. With Kılıçdaroğlu's ascent, those days seem to be over. The new, more mild-mannered leader didn't mention secularism once in his opening speech, focusing instead on social injustice and in particular Turkey's chronic unemployment. Kılıçdaroğlu's commitment to focus on such problems could be a winning formula, says political columnist Semih Yildiz of the Turkish daily Milliyet.
Anybody who has a kind of slightly left-leaning social democratic inclination really had no but one to vote for in this country. There is a public out there which is clamoring for change within the CHP, and therefore it may very well be that Mr. Kılıçdaroğlu is the man who actually transforms this party.
Observers say the abrasive nature of the former leader splintered the centre-left into various fighting factions. Now that trend could be reversing. Immediately following the election of Kılıçdaroğlu, two independent parliamentary deputies from the left have joined the main opposition party, while other prominent left-leaning figures in Turkish politics have rejoined CHP. Kılıçdaroğlu's background too is very different for Turkish politics. He's an Alevi, which means he's a member of a progressive Islamic sect which is often discriminated against by Orthodox Muslims in Turkey. He also comes from a predominantly Kurdish region of the country. In his first speech, he committed his party to reducing the 10% electoral threshold, which effectively bars Kurdish regional parties from gaining entry in parliament. But he received some criticism for not directly addressing the ongoing conflict between Kurdish separatists and the Turkish state. Kılıçdaroğlu also has a humble reputation, dressing modestly and preferring public transport to chauffeur-driven limousines. He also speaks softly, rarely raising his voice, something unusual in Turkish politics, resulting in some of the Turkish media describing him as a Turkish Gandhi. Crucially, in a country continually hit by corruption scandals, he made his political name exposing high-level government graft, forcing two members of the ruling AK party to resign. On the streets of Istanbul, at least for now, there appears to be a positive response to his election.
Kılıçdaroğlu, he's honest and one of us. He's thinking, his ideas is just like me. And I hope he's gonna be much more powerful.
I don't support his party, but he can make changes and those changes will change his country in a good way.
Such sentiments are reflected by the opinion polls, with one reliable poll suggesting that Kılıçdaroğlu's election will attract more votes. For the first time since the ruling AK party came to power 8 years ago, it's facing a serious contender. Murat Yekin, political columnist for the Turkish daily Radikal, says that's good for democracy.
Because in pluralistic democracies, governments get stronger with stronger opposition. You need a balancing power in front of the government.
There has been also a positive political reaction from the European Union. Political columnist Ediz says that's because there is hope that Kılıçdaroğlu will bring a new approach.
The CHP itself says that it is for the EU, but it certainly has not been acting as a party that is.
It remains unclear whether Kılıçdaroğlu can maintain his political momentum, and critics point out he has given few policy details. Moreover, his quiet demeanour could mean he will wither in the cut and thrust of Turkish politics. But with just over a year to go to general elections, he has momentum and has given belief back to his party, on which has been out of power for more than 3 decades. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.